98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, our next guest is part of one of the biggest and best bands of all time. Westlife are celebrating an incredible 25 years together with Westlife 25, which includes a 13-night residency at Three Arena before they embark on a world tour. Cian Egan, welcome to 98 FM. How are you?
I'm great, Rebecca. Thanks so much.
This is the second time you've done 13 nights at Three Arena. That is seriously impressive. How does it feel?
It feels incredible, to be honest. I think, you know, when we... The idea that we're doing this for a second time, 13 nights in the Three Arena, you know, it's hard to believe that after all these years that so many people are still so interested in Westlife and coming to see us. And, you know, that, you know, the love for the band just seems to, I don't know, it feels like it's getting bigger. Maybe I'm just a little bit more aware of it now that I'm a lot older, but it just feels like everywhere we go, people are really enjoying what we do. And, you know, to be here in Ireland, home, starting our world tour here and to do 13 nights in a Three Arena, we're absolutely blown away. When we announced the shows, we were very nervous, you know. We put five on at first and everybody's like, oh, are we going to sell out all five? Like, you know, five is a lot of shows. And then before we even had them on sale, the promoter was coming back saying, we need to do another five. And we were like, what? And then he actually wanted to do another five as well. And we were like, whoa, hold on. Like, you know, and we looked at the schedule and unfortunately the schedule only allowed for 13. Mm-hmm. But I think 13 is enough and it's a lot. And we're buzzing for it, you know. I mean,
It's so exciting and it's going to be so special. What can fans expect from the anniversary shows? Are you going to do your hits kind of in chronological order when they were released, or have you guys decided on that yet?
We haven't decided on that yet. However, doing them in chronological order, I don't know, that's kind of weird because, you know, there was a lot of years there where we just did ballad after ballad ballad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The show might get a little bit boring if we do that. Even though every song, people sing along to every word of every song. So that's a great part of it. But no, I think we'll always mix it up. We'll always try and have every show a little different than the last. You know, for example, on the last tour, I think we opened with Starlight on the last tour, and the tour before that was Hello My Love. And they were our last two singles, if you like. And then as far as the show itself is concerned, you know, we fully intend to throw the kitchen sink at this one.
Oh, I love it.
Just because, you know, it's our 25th anniversary. And I think we have to put on an amazing show for our audience. And, you know, I think we've seen all the shows that have been put on around the world these days. And, you know, it's come on an awful lot from when we started. I think years ago, you just stand on the stage with a few lights and one or two screens here and there and sing the songs.
And a few stools.
Don't forget the stools. So I think we definitely have to kind of like look at putting on the best show we've ever done.
Cian, 25 years on, is there a Westlife song? Obviously, like Westlife, you guys just have hit after hit and like incredible song after incredible song. But is there one of the songs maybe from the early Westlife days that 25 years on, you were like, that stands the test of time?
I think Swear It Again, actually, in particular, I've noticed. I remember when we first released Swear It Again back in 1999, you know, and I always remember releasing that song thinking, yeah, this is a great song, you know, I really love it. But it seems that song in particular has really kind of stood the test of time. We just closed the Royal Albert Hall on Swear It Again, and it really was one of the biggest moments of the night. I think You Raise Me Up does the same type of thing. Flying Without Wings does it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different songs that kind of do it. World of Our Own does it. You know, it feels like World of Our Own could be released tomorrow. Looking like that. Like, there's so many.
Cian, your newest track, Chariot, is such a gorgeous song, and it was co-written by Ed Sheeran. How did that collaboration come about?
Well, we've been collaborating with Ed now for quite a while in the last few years, since our comeback, really, in 2019. He was writing with our longtime songwriter and producer, Steve Mack, and they wrote Shape of You together. You know, Ed had said to Steve that he was a massive Westlife fan growing up, listening to Westlife, and he learned to play the guitar to Flying Without Wings and all of these kind of Westlife stories. And Steve had said to Ed at the time, you know, well, the rumor is the boys are getting back together, maybe we should do something. So he jumped out of his skin apparently and was like, I'd love to do that. And ever since then, we've kind of built a relationship with him. You know, we flew over to perform with him a few months ago at his homecoming gig.
It looked so
good. Which was pretty incredible. You know, just getting up on the stage with Ed Sheeran. Like, he's a superstar.
Just hearing you chat about Ed Sheeran and the way you just did, it's really nice to hear. Like, you know, there could be ego there. You guys are so established, so successful, 25 years on, but like, you're all so humble, and you don't, it doesn't seem like any of you take this for granted, even thinking that you wouldn't sell the 13 nights. Like, you don't seem to take this for granted this far.
Honestly, Brendan, like, the way we were brought up in this country, you know, like, we're not allowed to have egos in a way. And I think it's so good, you know, like, we all do the same things that everybody else does on a daily basis. Drop our kids to school, you know, grab our coffees, sit with our friends outside the coffee shop. We live quite normal lives. And I think that's super important, you know, because it would be so easy to get carried away with the world that we, I suppose, live in. Or we don't live in it all the time, but we bop in and out of it. And I think living in Ireland just does that. You know, you realize that we're just all people at the end of the day. You know, we're all doing what we love to do, or some of us are lucky enough to do what we love to do for our jobs. And that's the way we look at it. You know, that's the way it is for us. And, you know, we keep each other in tow as well. If somebody starts acting the maggot, you know, we're like, here, put your ego away, will you? You know, like, we're lucky to be doing what we're doing.
Who would tend to do that the most, Cian?
I don't want to say. I might get in trouble.
Oh, it's a great attitude to have. Everyone's making behind-the-scenes documentaries of their tours. You know, Taylor Swift, Boyzone did their documentary last year. Is there any possibility of a Westlife behind-the-scenes 25th anniversary documentary?
You know, we would really love to do that, but I think, because there's only three of us going out on this next tour, it feels like it's the wrong time, you know. But I definitely think there is a documentary there. I mean, our story is incredible, really. When we think about our story and when we tell our story, we kind of get goosebumps even talking about it. Like, you know, starting in Sligo, meeting Louis Walsh, signing to Simon Cowell, you know, and then just 25 years of releasing songs, having such amazing success.
We mentioned the stools earlier on. Is there a particular brand of stools that you guys like to use, or would you bring the same stools? Have you used the same ones over the years, or how does it work?
You know, the stools nowadays, you know, they have to be architecturally designed almost, you know, because they're such an important part of our show these days. You know, it's like, you know, when we did the Royal Albert Hall there a few weeks ago, you know, I think we got IKEA's finest in, and they just looked perfect.
Yeah.
They have to be at the perfect height, though. That's very important. Because when you stand up, you see, now we're getting older. When you stand up for the key change, you know, you can't be standing too far, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to groan included in the key change. The dad noises. Look, Cian, we can't wait to see you guys on tour. Looking forward to a documentary if it comes back, The Return of Mark, and more new music on the way. Westlife 25, the anniversary world tour at Three Arena, September 2026. Tickets for their 13-night residency are on sale now. Cian, thank you so much for having a chat with
us. Thank you so much, guys. Lovely chatting to you guys.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
I still love our little intro song so much.
Especially that high note.
Yeah, it's stunning. Good morning to Mags in Sandyford, who says, my little win is I've made the switch to the winter duvet.
Ah, very good. It's time.
There's another high note for you.
Good morning to Paul, who's on the way to work in Dunchocolane. Paul, how are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks, Paul. What's your little win?
Well, I have my young fella walking with me. He's doing TY. Aww. So he needs a week experience. So he's in with me for the week.
Love that. So your little win is your son's doing his work experience with you this week.
Yeah, exactly.
And have you put him to work yet, Paul?
Oh, Jesus, he's got to say anyway. His muscles on top of his muscles now. Working hard.
Paul, what do you do for work?
Oh, it's all manly stuff. It's hard work, it is, you know?
Yeah, same as us here, Paul. Yeah.
Money, you know?
We do real manly stuff too.
Exactly, you know what I mean?
Paul, what's your son's name?
It's Blake Daly.
Blake Daly, good morning and well done. So is this a day two of the week?
Yep, day in the life.
What's on the agenda for Blake today now, Paul?
Well, I'll tell you, he's not quite sure now when we come in. He'd be on the fire trucks, he'd be digging holes, he'd be driving heavy machinery. He's on a walk today.
Wow. Paul, putting Blake to work. Thank you so much for sharing your little win. And I would love to see pictures of the work.
I might send one or two in.
Yeah, send one or two. Yeah. And if we need any experience doing manly stuff, Paul, we'll give you a shout.
We do.
Cheers, Paul. Well done, Blake. Absolutely gas. Emma's been on with a little win as well this morning.
Morning, guys. My little win this morning is my partner defrosted the car for me just as I was going out to work this morning. So I come out and it's nice and toasty and warm.
Oh, Emma.
Lovely.
Lovely thing. Here's Irene.
Good morning, Rebecca. Good morning, Brendan. My little win today is my last alarm just went off and I've torn the button off for 2 weeks because I'm gone on my holidays tomorrow. So yeah, little win for me with the alarm clock. Thanks guys, have a great day.
It's a great feeling when you can do that.
What a feeling, and enjoy your holiday. Yeah. And unlike Brendan, Irene was able to turn off the alarm. And here's Aisling and Santry.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is that I was up bright and early this morning and I'm all ready for the day.
Fair play to you. Guys, thank you all so much for your little wins. Emma, Irene, Aisling, and of course to Paul and Blake doing manly things.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.